You ever made a promise you didn't keep? Anybody here not ever made a promise you didn't keep? You know, I think if we're honest with ourselves this morning, I think every single one of us here this morning can say we have all made promises that we have not kept. We didn't intend to break them. When we make a promise, guys, it's something that at the moment we intend to keep. We have absolutely no intentions of breaking them, especially when it's something like this. But, you know, sometimes we make a promise, and then when the time comes to fulfill it, we simply don't have the power. It's not within us to be able to fulfill it. What parent hasn't heard their child say, "But you promised! But you promised!" Maybe you did. Maybe you did promise. But you know, we promise a lot of things. I promise I won't tell a soul. I promise. I promise to love and honor and cherish you till death do us part. I promise. I promise to be faithful, and I promise I'll pay this bill for you. I promise I will. I promise I'll take care of it. I promise that I won't spend any more money over the budget. I promise. I'll stick to it. I promise I'll never do it again. I promise I'll be there on time this time. And I think the greatest promise of all is, I promise, I'm telling you the truth. I promise. This time, I mean, I'm telling you the truth. We all make promises. And we all have promises made to us. And sometimes, they just don't come to fulfillment. Y'all identify with that? Do this. Sure you do. Because it has happened to every single one of us at some point in time in our life. Every one of you, every one of us, including myself, we have made promises to someone that we couldn't fulfill, or we have had promises made to us by someone and they couldn't fulfill it, and through it all, someone ended up getting hurt. Someone got hurt. I want you to open your Bible over to the book of Psalms, and I want you to go to Psalm 146, if you will. Psalm 146. I want you to look at something here. God's Word says in Psalm 146, beginning in verse 3, He says, the psalmist said, "Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirits depart, they return to the ground, and on that day, their plans come to nothing." What the psalmist is saying here, listen to me, is that when we choose to put our trust in another person, there's a very good chance that we're going to be disappointed. When we choose to do that, we need to do so with the understanding that promise may be broken. And it won't be intentional. For the most part, they never are intentional. But it will happen. And when it happens, somebody is going to get hurt. Why does it happen? Man, because we're just people. We are just people, and many times we don't have the power to change the circumstances that have come up that have stopped us from keeping our promise. We find ourselves caught up in something, and we don't have the power to change it. Psychologist John Trent, he wrote a book. It was called The Desert Experience. And in that book, he tells us about one of the greatest disappointments that he's ever had in his life that was caused by a broken promise. His father left his family when John was a baby. And his mother had to raise two boys, John and his brother. she raised these boys, and after they got up into high school, they started playing football. And one afternoon, John got a call from his father. Junior year of high school, and all of a sudden, John gets a call from this long-lost father. And he says that he wants to meet him. He says he's seen his name in the paper where he's been playing ball. And he sees that his son has grown up to be something good. And now he wants to meet him. John said in his book, he said that night, he said he barely slept because all his life, he said, he had dreamed of meeting his father. And now that the time had come, he had these emotions that he was having to deal with. The next evening came and they went out to the football field, and John and his brother, he says they played as hard as they could, hoping that their dad would be watching them and be very, very proud of who they had become. And then when the game was over, John and his brother, they went and they met with their mom, and they stood there in the stadium, and they're waiting for the dad, and they watch every face of every man as he approaches and then walks by. And John said in his book that they stood there until the last person walked out of that stadium and he realized that his father wasn't there. His father didn't show up. They had all of these hopes and dreams that were built up in their heart because they were getting ready to meet their dad. And their dad didn't even bother to show up. Let me ask you something. Has that ever happened to you? Has someone ever made a promise to you that was important? Listen to me. I'm not talking about, oh, I'll meet you over there at 3:00 and then not show up. I'm talking about a promise. That they stood before you and they looked you in the face. They looked you in the eyes and they said to you, this is my promise to you. Someone ever made a promise to you like that and then not keep it? Broke that promise? It hurts. It hurts way down in the depths of everything that you are. It hurts. And you see, that's the problem with promises. They hurt. They hurt because, you see, sometimes people make them and we can't keep them. But we trust in what they tell us. We trust in what they say. Well, in verses 5 and 6, look what the psalmist says. He said, blessed is he whose hope is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He said, blessed is he. And then he tells us why. Look what he says. He said, because the Lord, he said, it is, he remains faithful forever. What the psalmist is saying there is that when God makes you a promise, he's not going to break it. When God makes you a promise, he's going to remain faithful to that promise forever. It's what the psalmist is saying here. He will keep every promise that he has ever made to you. There won't be any excuses. There won't be any broken dreams. There won't be any letdowns. Listen to me. It's very important that you grasp this morning. If God has made you a promise, God is going to keep that promise because he is God. And because of his person and because of his holiness, the Word of God tells you that God cannot lie. And therefore, if God makes you a promise, if God tells you that he's going to do something for you, God will do it. Amen. It will come to completion because he is God. Look there again in verse 6. It says, he is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. Man, surely if God has the power and the authority to create the heavens and the earth and everything in them, surely he has the authority to carry out his promises. I mean, surely. I read a story where there was a bunch of men, and they were in this dressing room at this exclusive health club, and all of a sudden the cell phone rings and it's sitting over here on the bench. Well, this guy reaches over and picks it up, and here's the conversation that took place. Hello? Hey, honey, it's me. Well, hey, sugar, he said. Are you at the club? Yes. She said, great. She said, I'm only two blocks from you. I'm down here at the mall. She said, and I had to call because I have a question. I saw a beautiful mink coat. It's gorgeous. Honey, can I buy it? Well, how much is it? What's the price? Well, it's only $1,500. And he said, well, honey, if you like it that much, you go ahead and get it. She said, well, I was on my way over to the mall and I stopped by the Mercedes dealership. And I saw this awesome Mercedes, you know, the one I've been seeing on TV. It's an 09 model. And she said, it's beautiful. And honey, it's on sale. He said, how much is it? She said, it's only $70,000. He said, go ahead. He said, but if you're going to pay that kind of money for it, he said, I want you to make sure it's got all the options. She said, oh, baby. She said, thank you. She said, but before we hang up, she said, there's one more thing. She said, I was reconciling our bank account this morning. And she said, and so I stopped by afterwards over to the real estate agent. And she said, do you remember that home we looked at last year? He said, yeah. She said, it's on sale. They've reduced the price. She said, you remember, don't you? She said, that home that has the pool and the English garden, that acre of park out there in front and that beachfront property. He said, well, honey, how much are they asking now? And she said, they've lowered it to $650,000. He said, that is a great price. She said, yeah. And she said, and we have the money in the bank to go ahead and get it. He said, then go ahead and get it. He said, but just make them an offer of $620,000. He said, they'll take that. And she said, great. She said, thank you, honey. She said, sweetie, she said, I love you. And she said, I'll see you later. He said, okay, and I do to you, you too, honey. He said, bye. Does anybody know who owns this phone? Anybody know who owns this phone? You see, the moral of that story is that sometimes people make promises and commitments that they do not have the authority to fulfill. Sometimes we do that. And when we do that, somebody's going to get hurt. I guarantee it was her husband, but somebody is going to get hurt. When we make promises that we do not have the authority to fulfill. But God will never let you down. His promise is that He will keep every promise that He has ever made to you. In Psalm 145, the next Psalm back, verse 13, David said, the Lord is faithful to all His promises. The Lord is faithful to all His promises. With that said, let's take a look at some of the promises that He's made us right here in this Psalm, Psalm 146. In verse 7, He said, He upholds the cause of the oppressed. Listen to me. If you are living a life of brokenness, and if you feel like you are carrying the weight of the world around on your shoulders, if you're living that kind of life, and if you're questioning whether or not you just even want to go on, if you're dealing with that kind of life, God says here in this verse of Scripture that He will lift you up. He will uphold you if you will allow Him to do so. Let me ask you, look up here. Come on, everyone, you look right here. Are you carrying around something this morning that you don't have to carry? Are you? God says that He will lift you up. He will uphold if you will simply allow him to do so. He will take it if you will allow him to do so. He says there in verse 7 that he also gives food to the hungry. And you know, this might be a spiritual food. It might be a physical food. Whatever your needs are, God's promises here is that he is going to supply that need. He's going to meet that need for you. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 31, he said, don't worry about saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? He said, the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. He said, and all of these things will be given to you as well. He gives food to the hungry. You see, God knows what you need before you even ask him. Now, he may not give you more than you need, but God will supply what you need. Is there anyone here this morning that got up and came to church this morning without eating breakfast because you didn't have anything to eat? You see, God takes care of the hungry. He says there in verse 7 that he also sets the prisoners free. He's talking about setting free those who are held in some kind of bondage in their life. You know, we carry all kinds of things around, man. We get caught up in things. And we end up like Pastor Richard was talking about this morning when he opened this service. We end up like Peter in the prison, shackled and down with the doors closed. Because we get caught up in all of these things in our life and we can't get out. Well, God's promise is that he will set you free. That's his promise to you this morning. God says to you this morning, if you're dealing with some kind of misery because of a sickness or a hurt, an oppression, a depression, an anxiety, something that's going on in your life, God promised to you that he will set you free. That's his promise to you this morning, if you will just let him do what he needs to do. He says in verse 8 that he gives sight to the blind. You know, this verse is telling us here that God will open your eyes to the things that the world has blinded you to. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, here's what Paul said. He said, the God of this age, he's talking about Satan, he said he has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And what did Paul, what did Jesus say, or God say here in verse 8? He says he gives sight back to the blind. God's saying that he will remove those scales and he will allow us to see all of the things that he has in store for us if we will allow him to do so. He says there in verse 8 that he lifts up those who are bowed down. You know, God's saying to you that if you'll get on your knees before him, if you will humble yourself before him, if you will truly understand who he is and that he is God and that you are his child, he says he will lift you up and he will place your feet on solid rock if you will truly give yourself over. 2 Chronicles 7:14, what's that say? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, God said, I'll hear from heaven. You see, he says, I will lift you up. Jesus, the brother of James, the brother of Jesus, said in James 4:10, he said, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. Verse 8, he also went on to say that the Lord, he loves the righteousness. Do you know what our greatest weakness is when it comes to the love of God? Is we don't understand how much he loves us. We hear it, we read it, and we talk it, but deep within our soul and ourself, we have difficulty understanding how much love he has for us. Paul said to us in Ephesians 3, verse 16, he said, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, look what he said, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. He said, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. God promises, he says, to walk with those who are righteous, those who are with him, those who have that relationship with him. He said in verse 9 that he watches over the alien. You know, if I apply that right there to us here this morning, I have to say this. This is not our home. Do you know that? This is not our home. Our home is where our Father is. Our home is in heaven. And one of these days, God's going to say, Jesus, go get my kids. Go get my children. And when he does, we will be with him in our real home forever. We sing about it, guys. We have songs about it. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. Do we sing it? When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Where are you going? Where are you going? If we're going to fly away, where are we going? We're going home. We have songs that we even describe them. There's an old hymn that says, there'll be no sorrow over there, no more burdens to bear. You know it? No more sickness, no more pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be, come on, with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. Let's do this chorus, come on. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. You see, this is not our home. We are aliens here. And one of these days, we're going home. Amen? He said in verse 9 that he sustains the fatherless and the widow. My dad left when I was 12. But God's promise is that he will never leave you. And that he will be with you forever and always, even to the end of the age. He said in verse 9 that he frustrates the wicked. You know, I believe he's telling us here that when a person is not in God's will, he allows the world to have their way with him. And then in verse 10, he ties it all together. He said, the Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. In other words, his promises will never disappear, for he is God. You know, this Bible is filled with an untold amount of promises that God has made to us. And do you know what the conditions are for us to receive those promises? I want you guys to listen to me because this is very important. The first condition is that you are a child of God. Because you see, his promises are made to his children. And if you are not a child of God, his promises do not apply to you. But if you are a child of the King, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, then every promise that he has made, every promise, it applies to you. But you have to claim it. I want you to look up here. This morning I was standing there praying and they were singing and
I was talking to the Lord, and I said, God, I said, I'm not sure how to bring all of this to a close. And he said, tell them they have to claim it. You see, God's promises or no one else's are any good if we don't claim them. If you don't reach out and claim the promises that God has made to you, then they are nothing to you. But if you will reach out and claim those promises that God has made to you, I mean really, truly reach out and claim it, God won't break His promise to you. God will fulfill that promise to you because He is God and He is holy and He cannot lie. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You have to claim the promise. I'm going to close with this. If you are not a child of God this morning, if there is something that is standing in the way of your relationship with Jesus, you need to make your way to an altar and you need to fix that so that the promises that He has made will become real in your life. I want to ask you to stand up right where you are. You're able to stand. If you're not able, just sit right where you are. But if you're able to stand, stand. Look right here, guys. Come on. We have so much trouble in our life because we're not claiming the promises of God. We have so many issues in our homes, in our marriages, with our children, with finances, with sickness sometimes, because we're not claiming the promises of God. We hear them, but we're not claiming them. If you have something going on in your life this morning, that God has made a promise to you that He will do. Maybe you've got something so bad going on in your life that you can't even think because of the anxieties and you lay and turn in bed at night. God said, I will lift you up. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven. If you'll turn from your wicked ways, if you'll do all of them, I'll hear from heaven. Are not saved, and you are trying to lead your family, you are leading them on your own. And God's promises, if you'll just simply humble yourself before me, I will lift you up. You are the head of your household. Lead them to the altar, my brothers. For the rest of you, if you're hurt, troubled, broken, if there's something going on in your life, there's a promise. God says, I will fulfill if you claim it. I'm going to open up this altar. Communion's over there if you want it. And I'm going to say to you this morning, you can stand right there, hold on to the back of your chair. Or you can receive the promises that have been made to you. You need to claim it. Just claim it. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask this morning, Lord, whoever's here and needs to hear this word, whoever's heart is dealing with whatever it is they're dealing with, bring them forward. Help them to understand that the promises of God are for them.
Help them to understand that you're here to meet them this morning, and Father God, that you will never let them down. But they must step away. They must be willing to humble themselves before you, or they're on their own. It's all about right here, right now. Do you believe in the promises of God? Do you? Do you? If you've got something going on, bring it. Never been to this altar?